This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In 1954, the Roseau Times Region published a series of articles about businesses in Roseau. Today, I'll read one called Bell's Provide the Best Service to County Folks. Bell's has been a byword for service and dependability in Roseau County ever since Walter Bell founded the concern 20 years ago. It has grown to include 5 dealers throughout the county, a big bulk service, and the home station, which was completely modernized shortly before Mr. Bell died 2 years ago. Carrying on the policies started by him are Mrs. Bell and 4 employees who total 40 years of service to the firm. Rudy Olson leads with 17 years, Milo Holly has 10, Elton Munsrud 7, and Carl Hansen has 6. With Mrs. Bell as manager and her daughter Betty assisting with the bookkeeping, they operate the northernmost Shell station in the United States. Bell's handles all Shell products from the gasoline in their 3 service pumps to the greases, oils, and other related products. We specialize in the best in products and services, Mrs. Bell emphasizes. Bell's also handles Goodyear tires to fit all modern size automobiles, and the pride and joy of everyone in the place are the gleaming new Oldsmobiles for which they are dealers. They showed the new 1954 Olds Friday. Bulk service plays an important part in the business of Bell's. Milo Holly is busy from daylight to dark, and sometimes beyond, delivering fuel oil to homes for winter fuels, to farmers for harvesting and spring work, and the many other calls he receives. The boys in the shop are busy too, as Bell's also specializes in grease jobs, tire repair, and mechanical work done by Carl Hansen, who is a trained mechanic. The boys work together in every respect and are a friendly group who are always quick to serve you. It is a familiar sight in summer to see one of the boys washing a car in the big driveway and chatting with onlookers. They take a lot of pride in their work and in Bell's, and it shows up. Dealers for Bell's in the area are Herman Wallisted at Penser, Harold Bird at Skyme, Alfin Knutson and A.C. Salto at Pine Creek, and Melvin Brist on the east side of Roseau. Bell's is just another of the many reasons it pays to do business in Roseau. Mrs. Bell is kept quite busy with her managerial duties at Bell's, but despite this, she maintains her home and spends much time with her 3 daughters at home. Betty, who is a sophomore in high school, helps with bookwork at Bell's. The other children at home are Janet Ray, who is a freshman at Roseau High School, and Kathy, who is in the 4th grade. Her 4th daughter, Mrs. George Larson, is in Corpus Christi, Texas with her husband. Mrs. Bell is interested in school activities in which her daughters take part, and her other interests are fishing, ladies' bridge, and golf. She also watches the midget hockey team, Bell's Maple Leafs. She's a member of the Methodist Church. Elton Munsrud and Rudy Olson are both single and are fishing, hunting, and hockey fans. Both are ex-servicemen who saw action in Europe. Elton went to college for a time in Shiverham, England, where he studied accounting and general business. Milo Holly has 3 children, Colleen Gay, 5, Pat, 20 months old, and Michael, 3 weeks old. He's mighty proud of his family and also of the Cloverleafs, whose games he rarely misses. Carl Hansen has 4 children, Stephen, 6, and school here. Wayne, 4, Ellen, nearly 3, and Bruce, 15 months. He's also a hockey fan and an outdoor man in hunting season. Elton is assistant manager at Bell's and is chief automobile salesman, too. Vernon Magnuson works part-time at Bell's when he isn't working on his farm chores. He farms northwest of Roseau and is an efficient man to have at the station. The staff at Bell's is a young group who are full of energy and friendliness. They are a pleasure to deal with and a credit to their community. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories. If you want to see the pictures of the staff included with this article, look in the January 28, 1954 issue of the Roseau Times Region at the Roseau County Museum.